as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. We're back to the that issue again. Well, I'm still here and I'm still recording this. Obviously, it's on video. Obviously, I don't know why this is occurring. I have made some suggestions wondering why this may be in the past, but still, clearly I'm uninformed. But I think you will find that there's an increasing intensity. I said that would continue to build things up, and I am. Because obviously, my wife, the institutional church, extended family, whatnot, you're ignoring God's law and you're ignoring man's law. You know, this Saturday is Zadok's 10th birthday, and I've never celebrated a birthday with him. That's the epitome of cruelty. Again, violation of God's law and man's law. It's the epitome of cruelty. But I think a couple things you should know. One is, obviously, I did a couple videos over the weekend, and they're online. I did send out notifications to my family. I also, and some of them were kind of intense. Thing that you should be aware of is that, yes, I do send out the email. My anticipation is I'm blocked by everybody in my family. But you need to know I have multiple, emphasis on multiple listeners to the voicemails. And this may grow because obviously I sent out an email actually within the hour to multiple parties at MetaView, since clearly a lot of the stuff of late has been directly focused towards them, you know, including because now I have a lot of things on Kozlowski.org, such as the recently added Kozlowski.org/1Tim5, 1 Timothy 5, which will redirect you to the page where I go into some depth on 1 Timothy 5 and how it's been misused, how it's been distorted, how the act of the person who distorted it was cruel, and my attempt to reach out is an act of love. And of course, there's the question, is there any love in the institution? You will find if you go to today's postcard, which yesterday's or Saturday's postcard went to Chris Bitterman, so did today's. So I think it's the first two in a row. But the card, obviously, since it's handwritten, was short. But there is a letter on the page. There is also a letter that was sent to kind of a blanket. And yes, the email went out. And the text of the email is right there, online. But the thing that it does have the links to the he begged us, again referring to Genesis 42, and obviously the promise site and things of that nature. That's all there. So that's all the more public. And again, what I did in the he begged us link, because now, as I've pointed out, if you look at the postcards now, there is obviously the promise link, but there's the he begged us link. The he begged us link gets specifically to the voicemail, the video that was done, that described a whole lot of things to specifically towards MetaView, but there was a significant description in there about what it is to be a whistleblower. Because, again, I did the All Hail the Whistleblower for a reason. I've described several other whistleblowers. And I call myself a repeat offender. And what I'm looking for is because if, and I will argue this from the scripture because you can see this, if you look at what happens to one person. The dialogue I had today was a Nicodemus in John 3. He effectively was that whistleblower in the sense that he showed up to interact with Jesus privately because he was too scared to do it publicly. I'm looking for somebody. That's why I say, if somebody wants to engage me privately, there'll be no identification who they are. I'll have a private dialogue with them. I'm open to that. If they want to go public with it, all the better. But that's their choice, not mine. So a private dialogue initially would be great. I'm keeping the door open to that because I'm looking for someone who actually understands what obedience to Christ is. It's the idea, it's a four-letter word, I know, so it could be offensive, but it's the idea of love. What kind of love is there in denying a dad from 10 straight birthdays with his son? I've never had a face-to-face conversation with Zadok, helped by the institutional church, who was involved in having my family disappear, and refuses to participate in reconciliation, shows a cold heart. Maybe, just like the Pharisees of the time of Jesus and the religious leadership, look at some of the texts. Look at, for example, in Matthew 23. You will find, yes, Pharisees, the scribes, religious leadership. Was that only talking about then? No, it's talking about like the leadership of Meadowview, the leadership of Covenant Presbyterian, and I don't know where my wife is, but I have no doubt, same leadership. It's, you are described there. But like the Nicodemus, I'm looking for that Nicodemus. Where is someone who says, no, I trust the Lord more than my institution. I trust the Lord more than my institution. And I will pursue reconciliation as the Lord commands. There is someone reaching out, appealing for reconciliation, and he's done so, it's approaching a decade. And as I point out, very specifically, I'm not going to stop. I think the evidence is clear. And, you know, we're approaching almost voicemail 1300. Yeah. I'm not going to stop. So I'm trying to broaden the audience, make it clear, and then attempt to make it more public. I'm looking for that whistleblower who will at least engage me. And maybe there's the one who has the boldness, the courage, the love in them to say, okay, I will publicly take a stand in obedience to Christ, saying, no, this is wrong. What is happening is wrong. Because those who do isolate my family from me, as I've argued from Scripture, the terms that I think you can clearly see in Scripture, you are a cold-hearted killer. Grace is being offered. It is my hope and prayer that soon, one person that I'm reaching out to will reach back. Please, someone tell my wife. I love her.